Okay, we're continuing Be'ez Hashem in Parak Dalid of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Mishnayos Ches and Tes. So we're talking about a guy that's traveling on the road and he wants to be Kona Shvisa somewhere, but he didn't quite get to that place yet. So Umeinu Makir, Roshayna Baki Ba'alacha, if let's say there is no landmark that he can identify as, that's my place where I want to be Kona Shvisa, or he just doesn't know the halacha that he's even allowed to do that. V'amar Shvisasi B'makomi. So instead he just says, okay, my Makom Shvisa is where I am right now. Good, so then he's allowed to go 2,000 amos in any direction from where he is right now. So how do you measure the 2,000 amos? Agulos divrei Bichinim ben Antigonus. So Bichinim ben Antigonus says you make a circle around him with a diameter of 4,000 amos, so, and you're at the center, which means 2,000 amos mamish in any which direction he wants to go. They know you make a square around him with which ends up with being a square of 4,000 amos by 4,000 amos, and then it turns out that in certain directions he's able to go way more than 2,000 amos, because a square of 4,000 amos by 4,000 amos that squares a circle, meaning that has a circle inside of it that touches its edges, is going to have corners where the circle doesn't touch, so you're going to be allowed to travel in those spots, so you can end up being able to go a lot more than 2,000 amos. If let's say the square it goes 2,000 amos to the north of where you are, due north, due south, due east, due west, so if you go northwest, or northeast, you're going to be able to go a lot more. Now Mishnah test discusses, normally the way to be Kona Shvisa is you put an Erev Tchum and you put food there, and we said that you could also do it by identifying a very specific spot. V'zui sha'amru ha'ani ma'ariv baraglav. When we say that you could be Kona Shvisa by identifying a spot, that's what we mean when we say that a poor person can make an Erev Tchumen with his feet, meaning he just goes to a place when Shabbos begins and says, this is my place, because a lot of times people are traveling, they don't have too much food with them. I guess that's a more modern Jewish thing, that everyone travels with tons and tons of food, but it used to be people are traveling, they didn't have too much food with them, so they couldn't be Kona Shvisa that way, so they have to be Kona Shvisa just by being there. So then we have a Machlokas, is that only if you have no food, or even if you do have food, that you could be Kona Shvisa that way? Amar Meir, Anu Ein Lanu Ela Ani. This is only for a poor person, but if you happen to have food with you, then that's the way to be Kona Shvisa. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Echad Ani Ve'Echad Ashir. Rabbi, this is no, it's not an exception made for an Ani. An Ashir can also be Kona Shvisa that way. Lo Amar Marvin Pasa LaHakal Alasha. So that's a very braglov. The only reason we normally talk about making Erev Tchumen with bread is just to make life easier for the guy that if you happen to have food, you won't have to walk to the spot that you want to be Kona Shvisa. You could just use your food in your stead, but not to make it not to be more machmir on the guy, to be more makel on the guy if he's an Ashir. But if he's an Ashir and he wants to walk to the spot, Kazunday, let him do that as well. Okay, so let's review Mishnah Ches. We said that if a person can't identify a landmark, or doesn't know that he's able to identify a landmark, so he's just Kona Shvisa right where he is, so good, so he has 2,000 amos, but it's machlokas how to measure the 2,000 amos. Rabbi Chinim ben Tigana says it's a 2,000 amah circle around him, 2,000 amah in any which direction, and the Chum say we draw a square around him with 2,000 amos in four of the directions, which means that if he goes at an angle, he's able to go more than 2,000 amos. Mishnah Tess, we said that an ani could be ma'ariv baraglav, but it's machlokas, the idea of being Kona Shvisa just by being there, by being in a particular spot, whether that only applies to an ani who doesn't have food, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion, or it applies even to an Ashir who does have food, that's Rabbi Huda's opinion, and it's just that we have a kula that an Ashir doesn't have to be there physically, he can even just set up food there, but of course if he's there himself physically, that's even better. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph.